much about.
You gotta put it into perspective.
If you're like me, you like talking to things. Hello, lamp. Hello, pants.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
People want to see real change, not Obama change, but real change, really positive. And you know what they want to see more than anything else? They want to see victory. We don't have victories anymore. This country doesn't have victories anymore. And they're going to see so many victories, they may get tired of winning that much. I don't know. It's possible they'll get tired of winning that much. You're going to see so many victories if I'm elected president.
That's insane.
I can't explain some of the stupid, foolish, uneducated words that I uttered.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Oops.
he was saying goodbye.
And now,
Kevin, goddammit,
our feature presentation.
He was pretty much done with goodbye. I mean, he was already on bye.
We'll never know.
Did he die?
Oh God!
What happened?
Paul
McCartney's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he's fine.
Did someone die?
Why taps?
Well, first of all, it's the end of days, and I think that's obvious.
Okay.
Allie and I were just talking right before we went on about the crazy Kentucky County Clerk lady and that charade that was going on yesterday out in front of jail when she was released. And this central casting they must have gone to get that guy to play her husband wearing the straw hat and the overalls. So that's going on. And that's a sideshow. And then it's 80 degrees at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
That's end times, right?
It's horrible.
There's no way that what's going on with the temperature is headed in a good direction in terms of people living on Earth.
No.
You are all going to die tonight.
Right? Mm-hmm. There's no way this is a positive when it's 80 degrees at 5:30 in the morning.
It could just be an exception, you know, where it's a little warm.
We're
Does
gonna
it have
die,
to be end
Kevin.
Times?
I yes, don't, okay. We're going to die.
Yeah, I think it's that time. And then...
More.
Yes. Kentucky, A... Hotter than the face of the sun, B. Dogs and cats living together, probably, C. Kevin Ryder at K-Rock mm-hmm. at 5:15
yeah.
a.m.
Yeah.
5:15.
Yeah.
15 minutes before the show starts.
Yeah.
I'm usually
it's end
here.
Times.
I hit the gym here before the show. I usually get it around 5, and then I hit
okay.
the gym.
Sure.
Have a good
right.
little workout.
Right.
Shower.
Sure.
Uh-huh. And then I'm ready to go. And you guys just don't see that part.
Really? Because you look like you're still wiping sleep out of your eyes when you walk through the door at 5:29:50.
That's wow. It was a good workout wiping the sweat off my brow.
That's what it is.
Right. But even Allie was concerned that something was going on. Like, you're a pod person or something? Like, who's playing Kevin today? Like, what's up?
I saw him in the parking lot, and he's getting out of his car, and I said, "You okay?" And he goes, "Uh-oh, I left something in my car." And then he walked back to his car, and I walked into the building, and I thought to myself, I don't know who that was. It might not have been Kevin.
She didn't say hi. She just said, "You okay?"
Well, it's just troubling.
Right?
Like, what the hell is Kevin doing here?
How dare you?
He's not working on the show.
How dare you, sir?
All right, before we get started on today's all-new Kevin Amin Show, because it certainly could be one of the last based on all the evidence that I have just presented for you, we go to Waco, Texas. Officers stopped a 1998 Toyota Land Rover carrying a man and a woman at North 15th Street and Blair Street around 11 p.m. This was Tuesday night. Oh, that's last night. During the stop, officers found 2.7 grams of methamphetamine under the driver's seat, and they arrested the driver, who was identified as Gabriel Garcia, on a charge of, here's my favorite, a charge of possession of methamphetamine in a drug-free zone. Because the stop, the police officer pulled over his car within 1,000 feet of an elementary school. So that's a drug-free zone. So if he could have just gotten to the drug legal zone, he would have been fine with all that meth.
Isn't every place on Earth a drug-free zone, or at least in the United States for meth?
I'm so confused by this.
Huh.
They charged him in possession of methamphetamine in a drug-free zone. Now, I wonder if that's additional charges because you have it so close to a school.
Yeah.
Another 30 grams of methamphetamine and a set of digital weighing scales were in the female passenger's purse. Her name is Ashley Cecilia Castaneda. And by the way, pretty attractive mugshot. She looks like Bunchy's wife on Ray Donovan.
Mm.
You know, when she gets all cleaned up, like for the wedding?
Sure.
Looks good. She was arrested on the same charge, but while being transported to the county jail, she reportedly told the officer that she had a Smith & Wesson 22 caliber semi-automatic handgun lodged inside her vagina.
Yay!
What?
Exactly, Allie.
So she was being arrested, so she probably knew there would be a search or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Or that's why she volunteered that information?
I assume so.
Was it loaded?
Yes.
What?
It was loaded.
I was kidding.
Officer stopped and called for a female officer who retrieved the gun. The handgun had a round chamber and a full magazine of bullets.
How was your day, honey? You'll never believe it. I had to remove a gun.
Police spokesman said it was a safety concern for the victim who had a loaded firearm inside her body. Depending on a number of factors, that gun could have gone off by body movements or compression of the trigger. People have asked, why are you even telling us this? This is the police department saying, why are you even telling this? The reason is because we want people to know that this truly does happen. This was an extremely dangerous situation for everyone involved. So Ms. Castaneda was also charged with unlawfully carrying a weapon. They are in jail right now in lieu of their bails. So 30 grams of meth and a scale and a loaded 32 caliber Smith & Wesson in your hoo-hoo. That's what's going on with that young lady.
When...
Yes.
When did she put it in there?
And why?
Well, yes, why? Absolutely.
Years ago, oddly enough. She just wanted to be ready. You never know.
But it sounds like if she wanted to hide it someplace that she would have ready access to it in the event that S went down, it seems like this would have been the time to reach for it, is when you're being busted by the police. But instead, she just rolled over like a pansy.
Well, I don't know that she
volunteered the information.
I don't know that she put it there just so she could handle the police. I'm guessing it was, rival gangs or drug dealers or whatever.
I just think you got to be ready for whatever's going down, man.
I feel like there's a more accessible place.
Well, I would think so, too.
She did have a purse.
Right?
I mean, she had a purse.
But it had a scale in it.
It was
Bean.
Full.
I have a lot of room
full
in there.
The scale of the drugs, I guess. So.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so yeah, so that that's a thing that a person chose to do. So, good times.
And you know if she did it this time, she's done it a lot, probably.
There's other stuff up there.
Yeah.
For sure. What?
I love her.
I know you do. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I am going to blow all your What?
Wow.
Why would you beep that?
This is going to be because you wanted to make it sound worse than it was.
Awful.
Wait, hold on. Let me hear that again. What did Allie just say?
I am going to blow all your
Well,
you guys are from hell.
It's going to be a good day. Yesterday we talked to, I believe his name was Alan, and he had a girl's voice.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really a girl's voice.
Well, Alan said... I'm a guy.
Right. And yet I'm still not sure.
Okay.
But we were curious about people who have this problem because he did say right after talking to us and we said, oh, you're a guy. I get that all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine being on the phone with customer service and anything else. They call them, ma'am all the time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take some calls from people who have that problem. You are a girl with a guy's voice. You're a guy with a girl's voice. That has to be a nightmare because every single person that you meet probably makes fun of you in just the exact same way the last person did. And you have to hear that every day of your life.
Yeah.
So that seems bad. So we're going to take your calls on that today. We also have, would you like to take that back? Yep.
Why are you looking at us when you say that?
Well, I mean, it's...
It's for everybody.
It's Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph.
But and then it's Allie. And then it's Bean.
Yeah, Bean.
And I'm with this file last night. It's not fun. It isn't fun. Chip, I'm sorry. You should get hazard pay.
Yep.
For having
I believe
to put
your tweet was, I hate everyone I work with.
Sure.
That was
At the time, I was a little frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That didn't feel good.
No.
But I will tell you this, Bean, in advance of this particular episode, Allie was afraid it was going to be all her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of little quick mentions from Allie, but the real, like the home runs, the triples, they're coming straight from Bean. He has not given up that title.
Well, okay. I don't know what you're referring to. I don't think I've said anything that's objectionable, but we'll review the tape.
We'll review it. Paul Scheer will be in studio. Very excited about that. The league is back. Yesterday, Allie got a letter and a signed picture from her boyfriend, Fozzie Bear.
Waka waka.
And she's very excited about that. And Stephen Colbert was on last night. This is his first show. So we have some highlights of that as well. And we've got your tickets for Foo Fighters. They're doing four sold-out shows in Southern California. We have your chance to win coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:54.
Ralph Garman is here. That means it's time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
Well, you guys were mentioning your girlfriend Kim Davis.
She our girlfriend?
In the county of Kentucky.
Oh, she's so hot, too. Oh, not just smart. Not just smart and makes good choices, but so hot.
Yeah, she's the whole package. Really.
She really is.
She was released from jail yesterday, and of course, it was a big rally. You have to have a rally because this woman who broke the law needs to be celebrated. Mm-hmm. Glad to see Huckabee was there, and it was just, it was quite...
Ted Cruz.
It was quite the Walmart emptying. I can imagine all the Walmarts in Kentucky were empty yesterday as they gathered
around her.
Just busted
in from the Walmarts?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw her taken to the stage, but she did hit the stage to Eye of the Tiger. That was her anthem.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
It was terrifying,
Was she
Kevin.
Wearing boxing gloves?
No, but she did raise her arms in the air in victory. And then they went right into a training montage of her tearing up marriage certificates and pointing towards the door at gay men. And it was quite the impressive training montage. Yeah, inexplicably. Eye of the Tiger.
Wow.
This song was her anthem. She climbed the stairs, huffing and puffing on the three stairs to the top of the platform. And she started doing a little jig, started shadowboxing a little bit. And then she just punched a gay dude for no good reason. Well, as you can imagine, the band Survivor, who recorded the hit Eye of the Tiger.
Here we go.
Not thrilled with her choice in music. They did not give her permission to use their song in her jail release rally, says Survivor. Jim Piedrick, who wrote the song, "I was very surprised and dismayed at the misuse of the song I co-wrote with Frankie Sullivan for Rocky III. The song has motivated thousands through the years to reach beyond their limits. Its use for the release of Kim Davis does not support my views or my politics. I've contacted my publishers to make sure this usage is stopped immediately."
Well, no surprise there.
Frankie Sullivan, the other co-writer of the song, he tweeted, "No, we did not grant Kim Davis any rights to use Eye of the Tiger. I would not grant her the rights to use Charmin." So he wants her to not wipe. I don't understand.
Strange. All right.
Survivor.
Ralph,
strange
what about
band. What about the butt,
I know I mentioned
right?
it earlier. What about her husband?
Yeah, he's the best.
Wow.
Did you see him?
Look.
With the overalls and the
They
and
are
the
marriage
hat.
Personified. That's how marriage is supposed to be. Two okay. rednecks bound together for life or until they decide to get a divorce and have children with other people.
And this is her third right. husband?
Fourth.
Fourth. Okay.
I want to say fourth.
Good times.
She's been married four times but to three men. So
right.
I think
yeah.
this is I think this
a little
is a
confusing.
Repeat. This guy, yeah.
One guy had to go back for seconds. Because look at her.
I mean,
X's and O's, right?
Right.
And look, I get if you're out, you know, working in the farm, you wear overalls. I get that, but I mean, this was a thing in a city with people in suits. You know, it wasn't. I don't know what he was trying to do.
When Bean's telling you to dress
no
up,
no kidding.
I mean, how slovenly did that guy look?
Man,
right.
If
he did.
If Jorts over there is telling people, you should put on a tie, you know. It's
well,
inappropriate.
I'm just saying,
it's out of line.
I'm just saying, Kentucky's already getting a little bit of an image hit right now with what's going on in that courthouse.
He's not helping?
He's not helping.
Yeah.
What if he had shown up just in cargo shorts and a KZZP t-shirt?
I got no problem with that.
That would have been fine for you?
That's a good look.
It's really not. You need to know. You need to know it's really, really not. I understand politics and showbiz now are one and the same, and there's no separation, and... The host of a reality show is running for president and going to win. And Jeb Bush was one of the first guests on Colbert last night. And I get it. I understand it. But the sitting president, the guy who's got the gig, the one who can't be elected again, does he need to go into the wilderness with Bear Grylls for his TV show? Does that have to
yes,
happen?
Yes, he does.
It doesn't. No, he doesn't, I think.
and his upcoming appearance on Running Wild with Bear Grylls, I find it odd and disturbing and weird.
But you're going to
mention odd.
American,
you did.
Yes.
When he's on American Ninja Warrior in 2 weeks, you're going to look back on his appearance on Bear Grylls and go, that was the golden age of Obama on television.
NBC rolled out some footage of the president of the United States eating a salmon carcass on the Today Show, and the president talking about it, saying, Bear's a mediocre cook, but the fact that we ate something recognizable was encouraging. Now, the fact that he told me this was a leftover fish from a bear, a real bear, I don't know if that was necessary. You could have just left that. You could have left all this out. None of this is necessary. You don't need to eat cast-off salmon from a bear, Mr. President.
What is he doing?
What's he doing?
Why did that happen? I don't know. I can't figure it out.
You can't get any more votes. Stop pandering.
I think it was.
Go away.
It was part of his calling attention to the critical environment.
Critical leftover salmon bear
in
concerns.
Alaska. I think it was just his part of, you know, visiting the locals there and talking about the mountain and just trying to get with nature and spotlight Alaska.
Well, start a blog.
Yeah.
Do a PSA. You don't have to go and eat chumming with Bear Grylls in the woods.
It's a strange choice.
Dumb. It's dumb.
Is it stupid and absurd?
It's dumb.
Is it all of those things?
It's certainly absurd. And I think it's at least borderline stupid.
Okay.
I don't need to see the president eating the half-eaten bear leftover fish.
I like it.
And
of course
he does
you do.
Have,
I'm down with
correct
that.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He has the same job that Thomas Jefferson and Franklin Roosevelt had, right?
What's going on? Hey, let me give you something, because you're good people. I can tell that. I'm a good judge of character, and I can tell those of you listening, you're good peeps. How about some passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of Sicario?
Yay!
Sicario, of course, starring Emily Blunt and Benicio Del Toro, Josh Brolin. All about an FBI agent who has to join a government task force in the escalating war against drugs at the border area between the U.S. and Mexico. If you'd like to see the film, we're doing an early advanced screening of Sicario on September the 15th at the AMC Century City. But the movie will be in theaters wide on September the 18th. You'll get to see it before your friends if you call me now, 1-800-520-1067. First 5 callers through at that phone number, get a pair of passes to the advanced screening of Sicario. Today's celebrity birthdays, Hugh Grant, 55 years old today. Celebrate out there on Sunset, I'm sure, right now in the back seat somewhere. So if you're listening, Hugh. Adam Sandler is 49. Michael Bublé. That's a fun name to say, isn't it? Michael Bublé. He's 40. Actress Michelle Williams is 35. UFC featherweight champion Jose Aldo is 29. DJ Afrojack is 28. Eric Stone Street, our good friend from Modern Family, turns 44 years old today. Happy birthday, Eric. And the most important birthday, of course, Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Riley Cooper celebrates his 28th birthday today.
I'm not sure how that made the
list.
Certainly not the reason we celebrate.
Coop!
We got it.
As they say at the link. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All day long and all week long on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have tickets for the sold-out Foo Fighters concerts. Got 2 chances for you to win on this morning's program, including just after 7 o'clock. We'll give you a chance to earn your way in. That's in about a half an hour from right now. And then, of course, anytime you hear a Foo Fighters song play during the Kevin and Bean Morning Show, you give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Call us 1, 2, or 3. You will win. So 2 chances to win coming up this morning.
Got some highlights of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, which started last night.
It's been a long summer waiting for this show to debut, hasn't it?
It has been a long time, yeah. But he finally debuted last night, and the beginning of the show was him singing the national anthem with a bunch of different people in a bunch of different cities.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed?
So he's staying in Chicago, and then he's staying in another city that I didn't recognize, and then...
It had these big arches.
So then they do the entire national anthem, and at the end of it, they end up at a Little League park, mm-hmm. and there's an umpire, and there's a couple of kids there, and they end the anthem, and then this happens.
Play ball!
John Stewart is the ump.
Aww.
John Stewart is the ump. Takes off his mask, says play ball, and then they begin the show. I thought that was pretty good.
They used to work together on The Daily Show, kids. That's the tie-in.
So Stephen Colbert talks about the fact that he didn't start immediately after Letterman, but they were keeping his seat warm by playing replays of The Mentalist. And he wants to thank the network for that. And Les Moonves, the president of CBS, is sitting there, and he's got this giant switch that says Colbert, and then it says Mentalist. And it looks like maybe he could go either way on it.
He can toggle.
Exactly.
What is the big switch that says Mentalist on it?
What? This? It's just a precaution. You know, the show's going great. I'm sure I will have no need to use this thing. Move on.
Tonight's guest, it just makes me uncomfortable that you've got your hand on the switch right now.
Well, earlier.
And immediately they're playing a clip of The Mentalist. Literally just cut him off and played a random clip of The Mentalist. So then Stephen Colbert does, a pretty nice job of thanking David Letterman and kind of giving him props for being who he is and what he has meant to the TV industry.
His creative legacy is a high pencil mark on a door frame that we all have to measure ourselves against. But we will try to honor his achievement by doing the best show we can and occasionally making the network very mad at us.
Let's go. One second.
Right back to The Mentalist. He said that standing by just in case. Stephen Colbert, I don't know if you followed him, but he has been just going crazy that he's not on the air with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. All this stuff with Donald Trump. He's just praying to God that he gets to be doing a show while Donald Trump is still in the race. And, of course, that was the case. And he did about four different things with Donald Trump on last night's show.
And even though I have Jeb Bush on the show later tonight, I promise you, just like the rest of the media, I will be covering all the presidential candidates who are Donald Trump.
The other day, Nabisco, Oreos, right? Oreos. I love Oreos. I'll never eat them again. Okay? I'll never eat them again.
He played that one and about three others that are relatively old.
He's getting caught up.
You know, he's getting caught up, yeah. And he brings out a couple of packages of Oreos and pretty much just downs them all while sitting there on the show. George Clooney is his first guest.
Nice.
George Clooney.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even really have a movie to promote. He just came on to sort of say congratulations and welcome. And Stephen Colbert takes the opportunity to give him a wedding gift.
I got you something here. And
oh, it's a Tiffany box.
Thank you. Yeah, I wasn't invited to the wedding. Yeah, and I know. Yeah, we don't know each other.
Not well,
I don't
enough
know
to,
you.
For you to come to the wedding.
I don't know. I just met you.
It would have been really odd.
And so I don't think. I know I don't know you, but I just wanted to give you something.
Okay.
And so
well, thank you.
And you can share that with your wife.
Can I open it now?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
It's engraved.
What does it say?
It says I don't know you. It's a paperweight.
It's a paperweight, exactly. And that's just to remind you that we don't know each other.
We don't know
but
each
I
other.
Was very, very grateful that you came on.
Right.
And I don't want to be that celebrity thing where we pretend we know each other.
No, we don't know each other.
And you can pass that on to another celebrity who you don't know but have to pretend that you do know them.
Oh, okay.
It's a reminder that we don't actually know each other.
Perfect.
So that goes on for a while. Then he brings out Jeb Bush, which, of course, dulls my interest in the whole thing because I'm so tired of politics already.
Sure.
So, I mean, really.
And you don't watch the news because you're a kid.
Exactly. But he starts talking to Jeb Bush about how he's going to be different, perhaps, from George, who is his brother.
So the way you differ from your brother George is that he was not conservative enough.
On spending. Look, they call me Vito Corleone in Florida. Because I veto 2,500
really?
Separate line items in the budget.
You know, he is an anti-hero in that movie.
Yeah.
I don't think he has any idea that that's the case.
That's a great nickname.
How many times has he said that already?
A lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So then he has his musical band is John Batiste. Mm-hmm. And he brings out, who was it being? I don't even know.
Mavis Staples.
And they do a song at the end. It was, pretty good.
You don't sound super impressed by the debut of Stephen Colbert.
It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Not funny enough for you?
Or were you just expecting something different? It was too much like the Letterman show, maybe? Or what were you thinking?
I don't know. I watched him on the Colbert Report, and mm-hmm. he seemed like, you know, he had a good head of momentum going. Mm-hmm. So I can understand this is his first show and stuff, but it was pretty good.
What do you think?
Pretty good.
What happened to his good head of momentum, though? Is it no longer going?
Actor and, let's be honest, sex symbol, Paul Scheer, joins us in the 7 o'clock hour this morning talking about the return of the league that is coming up on K-Rock. But first, though, got to take care of some business.
Ally McKay is getting impossible to live with.
Yeah.
What happened yesterday, Ally? That made it the best day ever.
Well, first of all, I don't know if we need Ralph in here.
Oh, Ralph's just here to...
I'm just curious. I just want to help you celebrate the best day ever.
Right.
Well, it was the best day ever because I received a padded envelope from Disney.
Much like the cell you should be put in.
All right.
All right, from
and
Disney,
the bra
yes.
you should buy. It was a...
Wow!
It's true, but... God. Listen, I discussed, a few weeks ago that my first crush was Fozzie Bear.
And that you measure all men by Fozzie.
Because he's kind, he's self-deprecating, he brings the funny. I love him. A little pork pie hat and his scarf. Delightful. So I received not only a signed picture of Fozzie Bear, but a letter from Fozzie on Muppets stationery.
Wait, hold on a second.
What?
Because I'm confused. Hold on a second. Yeah. Fozzie Bear is real?
Yeah, I mean, he sent this.
That's tough to argue.
Right?
Yeah, okay. I mean, he did
send it. Get a letter from someone, it must mean they're real.
Do you want to hear what he said?
Sure.
Sure.
All right. Dear Ally, oh my gosh, the other day I was driving to the studio where we're shooting The Muppets, our new TV series premiering Tuesday, September 22nd on ABC. Anyway, I was listening to Kevin and Bean on the world-famous K-Rock, and you mentioned my name. I was so excited, I spit-take my coffee. It's good comedy practice, and I didn't get any on my tie, but the dashboard is a mess. I mean, cute as he.
I thought Fozzie was funnier than this. That's so strange.
No, this is a very sweet letter.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't trying
this
to
is romance.
Oh,
I
funny.
See.
Okay.
You said you had a childhood crush on me, and you defended me to Kevin and Bean, the Statler and Waldorf drive time. What?
It's pretty
Boom.
Accurate.
He nailed you guys up at the good. Balcony, just mean. I am so happy. Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear how happy Ally is
okay,
right now?
Yes. There's so much more. What? Okay. I'm so happy. Thank you. Now I have a crush on you, and I can barely wait to meet you in person. You can't miss me. I'm the bear in the hat. Waka waka. Fozzie Bear. But here's where I was just like, slow down, Fozzie. P.S. I am currently seeing someone.
Oh,
but if it doesn't
bummer.
Work out, would you like to go out with me sometime?
No.
I've recently started dating outside my species.
Ally doesn't date anyone who hears her on the radio.
That's true.
Fozzie. That's true.
So F you, Fozzie Bear.
That's a rule.
That's right.
That's your
that is
rule.
A rule.
Is it or is it
you
not?
You will probably murder her in the woods.
That is a rule.
Yes.
That I don't go out with people that randomly email me.
Oh, but the letter makes it different.
A, it's a letter.
Right.
And B, I know Fozzie. Like, he's coming from the heart.
You've seen him on TV,
I've
so you know what he's all about.
I've seen him on TV. It's more of like a mutual respect.
So if you're the weird stalker, then
yeah,
it's okay.
Fine. Totally fine.
Oh, fine. Okay.
You guys, Fozzie Bear, he wrote me a letter and sent me a picture.
Ah!
See?
I'm not real.
Yes, he is. He's totally
I'm made
real.
Of cloth.
No, he's made of
a guy's
love
hand
goodness.
Is up my ass.
Wow. It's more of a
waka waka.
More of a larger
what will
cavity.
What will you do with this letter? Has it already been sent to the framer?
I have actually purchased a double frame, and I'm
going to
put
Lord.
The
wall,
picture
right?
on one side and the letter on the other.
Wow.
Oh, autograph photo, too.
Yes!
Wow.
Why don't you just nail a sign over your door of your home that says, men stay out?
Nobody welcome.
Why would you say that?
Because you're creating an atmosphere which will be repellent to any adult male. Now,
really?
Look, if you're trying to bring the kids in the situation, okay. Look, I'm not judging. I'm just saying that most men, if they saw your autographed Fozzie Bear love letter and 8x10 glossy, might...
Like a boner killer?
Might swipe the other way. That's all I'm saying.
Might say, hey, she loves the Muppets. I love the Muppets. Let's do this.
Oh.
Right?
You're like one of those TV movies where the girl has the child's brain. She just wears the sweaters and kind of rocks back and forth, and you're sad. You're
it's
sad,
sort
sad
of,
woman.
Oh,
it's sort of sad.
That is
Ally,
sweet.
is there any part of you? And look, I love
hold,
the.
Did you say that's sweet that he called you sad?
He
okay.
said, no, he said childlike. That's what I heard.
Ah, she hears what she wants to.
Is there any part of you, Ally? And look, I'm the last person who wants to puncture the fun little bubble that you're living in. But is there any part of you who thinks...
Take another run. What?
Who thinks that this is some guy in a suit in publicity who sat down and said, oh, I can't believe I have to write this stupid chick on the radio because she made a mention just so I can promote the Muppets movie. You know what I mean? Like, there's some dude who sat down and wrote this in the Fozzie Bear voice to get exactly the promotion that they're getting right now on our show. I mean, we're really just being played by ABC right now. You know that, right?
I mean, he did mention it in the first sentence that
right.
It's premiering Tuesday, September 22nd on ABC.
Right. Yeah,
he did write, sorry, shameless plug, they make me do that with all official correspondence. So he said why he said it. He didn't want to. They make him.
Fozzie doesn't have the balls to stand up to his masters.
Well, no, that's where the hand is.
Oh, I see. Ah! Volumer!
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55. Ralph Garman, I know you love those Foo Fighters as much as
I do. So much.
You gonna go see him at the Forum?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Honda Center.
They got two big sold-out shows at the Forum, two big sold-out shows at the Honda Center, but we're giving away tickets here all week long on K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show for you when you hear a Foo Fighters song or when you call right now at 1-800-520-1067, although this time you're going to have to earn them. What are we looking for this time around?
Well, we are doing Listener-Oki. So your favorite Foo Fighters song, you have to sing it. Sing it for us.
All right, I will.
No, not you.
That's not the Foo Fighters song.
So if you want to sing your little heart out,
it was a hard day's night.
Nope. That's the Beatles. That's different. Give us a call right now.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067.
I love you.
Okay. That's Madonna. That's completely
different. For the very first time.
Listener-Oki right after 7. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat now here on a Wednesday.
Foo Fighters. Love them.
We can tell, man. All those Foo Fighters hits you're singing.
Kid, because I love, man. Speaking of love, last month, I brought you a list of the highest paid movie actresses, according to Forbes magazine. Interesting list released today, where Forbes magazine released the list of highest paid TV actresses. These are actresses currently working on television who are, as aforementioned, the highest paid. I wonder if you would like to take a guess and or a gander at this list and see if you can figure out who's who.
I would.
Okay,
I would.
Let's play.
Okay. Ariana Grande?
Cool. Ariana Grande, not on television, not on the list.
Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara, number one on the list.
Well done.
Allie.
Pretty strong.
Well done. Pretty strong.
Here's what I'll Sofia Vergara pulled down
over the
past year. $28.5 million.
Wow. Good for her.
Wow.
Now, that's not even close to Jennifer Lawrence's take. She's the most highly paid actress in films with over $52 million over the past 12 months. But still, $28.5 million.
I feel like for a year, that's pretty good.
Ain't too shabby.
That's not a bad list.
By the way, I'm going to take another actress out of contention because she was tied with Sofia Vergara at the top, so it's only fair to give you both. Kaley Cuoco from Big Bang Theory. Also made $28.5 million. So those two ladies were tied at first place.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing to think that you can be on The Big Bang Theory and make that kind of money?
Look, that show is a monster show. Monster.
Yeah, but she's not doing a job that's very different than most of the other actresses on primetime television.
But
and she's
people love her show more
people
than
love
others.
Her show. I know. All right, I'm going to say legitimate guess here, I hope, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, not in the top 15.
HBO is not
paying,
the
top 15. No, it's cable, dude. Cable doesn't pay. It's legendary. Come on, man.
I just felt like to get her, you would pay whatever it costs because she's so good. Okay.
You don't know.
What about Jennifer Lopez? Was she a judge on one of those
Jennifer
American Idol?
Jennifer Lopez.
She on the list?
No.
That's
a good guess. These are actresses. Once again, highest paid TV actresses.
Okay, all right.
What did I say?
TV.
You tell me what I said.
TV actresses.
That's right. I said actresses.
TV actresses.
You pay attention.
Why start now?
That's true. Well, you've got a big head of momentum right now. So I thought maybe you would just go forward with that.
All right.
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap did not make the list, sadly. Johnny Asshole. Although he is agent to many of these stars, he himself is not a TV actress. Come on, people now!
Smile on your brother.
Right.
Olivia Pope.
Thank you for paying attention to the categories, Allie. Kerry Washington, who plays Olivia Pope, ninth. Ninth on the list, made $7 million over the past 12 months.
All right, she said that, so I'll say Ellen Pompeo then while we're on the TGIT lineup. How
fourth,
about her from Grey's Anatomy?
Fourth on the list, made $11.5 million for her year's work.
Marge Simpson.
I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to start hitting you with something heavy, and if all goes well, sharp.
It's sort of a half-baked plan. Right
I know, but I'm just looking around trying to see what I can grab.
Right.
So.
I feel like
here
she's...
he is, Keith Richards.
Stop it.
Probably not on the list, but she should be Taraji P. Henson.
Taraji P. Henson.
Ooh, good
is
guess.
Not.
Well,
on
she
the
should
list.
Be.
Well, I know.
But that's not the category.
I know that was your caveat, but it doesn't help your lame ass guess any by saying that.
Roz from Frasier.
Roz did not make the list. All right, I'm going to have to burn through because you people.
Yeah,
because
I believe we've I believe we failed as usual.
Patricia Heaton for the middle.
Okay.
Oh.
Making a hair over $7 million. Mindy Kaling for The Mindy Project made $9 million over the past year.
Wow.
I know, right?
Wow.
I'm thinking
now
it's
she's
largely
on Netflix,
because she was actress, producer, writer on that show. She probably picked up a couple different salaries.
Good for you, Mindy.
Right.
There's a tie at number six between Juliana Margulies for The Good Wife and Amy Poehler for Parks and Recreation. $10.5 million each for those ladies. We were talking about this next lady just yesterday. Or maybe it was a couple days ago. Anyway, she was one of the highest. She was the favorite female TV character on television. Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order SVU made $11 million. That put her at number five. Kelly Cuoco and Sofia Vergara, we mentioned those. The only one we're missing is number three, Sofia Vergara's co-star from Modern Family, Julie Bowen, making $12 million for that wildly popular sitcom. So congratulations to all those ladies. They're rich.
I don't feel like that was a good guessing game.
No, you guys did,
feel like we
did a great job.
Performed poorly.
Franz Ferdinand.
Franz Ferdinand did not make the list as well.
It's a good guessing.
He hate me. Celebrity birthdays. Hugh Grant, 55 years old.
Sarah Abramson.
Adam Sandler is 49. Michael Bublé, 40 years old today. Michelle
Brooke
Williams
Newton.
Is 35.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Jose Aldo, 29 years old. DJ Afrojack turns 28. And
Paul
our
Dano.
Good friend, Eric Stone Street. Speaking of Modern Family, he is 44 years old.
I tell you, I see.
The red-nosed reindeer.
Really? Now you're just going to start laying them, just start playing them on top of each other?
Yeah, that's what it takes.
The chemistry you two have too, after all these years. It's
Thank
amazing.
You,
it's
Thank
like you.
You
can read each other's thoughts.
Thank you.
There's never a misstep. It's if you're just it's like watching two tennis.
Free tickets to see one of the greatest bands in the world, Foo Fighters, coming to Southern California. We're going to give you a chance to win them right now with a game we like to call Listener-okie. Hit it, Thief.
Listener-okie, Listener-okie. That's the game we're going to play. Listener-okie, Listener-okie. Come and sing and don't be lame.
This is a tough game for the listeners because people who can't sing are singing their little hearts out trying to win Foo Fighters tickets. But they're coming from a good place, right? They're coming from a place of passion and a place of love.
Correct.
So we should be kind, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yes.
Why are you laughing? Is that a terrible idea?
Well, you're usually the unkind one, but okay.
Well, let's see how it goes. All right. Let's find out. Who's our first contestant singing a Foo Fighters song?
That would be Rick in Riverside. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Listener-okie is going on.
Thanks so much for calling. Thanks for listening. Thanks for holding on. You're the first contestant up, so the pressure's on. What song are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing My Hero, or a very small part of it.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll look forward to that.
All right. Here we go. There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes. There goes my hero. He's ordinary. Kudos,
like
my hero.
Right.
He's the one.
Okay.
I don't like
your handle
with
my throat. I think that's good.
Rick, you sound like a guy who sings along with the radio when that song comes on. Am I right?
Every lyric, every time.
Were you fist pumping? Because I felt like you were fist pumping.
Was I what?
Fist pumping?
Oh, heck yeah. Okay. I would normally be doing air guitar windmill.
Right.
Swings, but
you had to hold the phone. We get it.
That's right. Of course.
Okay. Exactly. All right. Okay. You're an excellent contestant. Thank you, Rick. Let's go to Zach up next. Chatsworth, line two.
Hey, Zach.
Good morning, guys.
We're doing Listener-okie for Foo Fighters tickets. What are you going to sing?
I'm going to be singing Best of You.
All right. Here's Zach.
All right, Dave Grohl's God, so I'm going to try not to let him down. I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chance to break holding you. We're too...
All right, Bean, this is the Bean. Guy. This is the guy with the passion and can't sing.
Maybe Bean just, like, read something that was funny to him. You weren't laughing at Zach, right?
I'm just thinking of the early rounds of American Idol and how much fun they are. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you, Zach. You hold on. You are technically still in the running, though. You haven't lost yet, is what I'm saying. So please hang on.
Very short time before Bean starts turning on people.
Right?
Ivan in South El Monte. Hi.
How's it going, guys? I'm going to sing Monkey Wrench.
Monkey Wrench. Love it.
All right.
Tough song.
Let's hear it.
Excuse me. I'm recovering from a cold, so it might sound a little worse than it actually is.
Okay.
What have we done with innocence? It disappeared with time. It never made much sense. Adolescent resident. Wasting another night on planning my revenge.
All right, you hold on, Ivan. The phone's ringing.
You didn't get that phone? I don't know what's happening.
Sorry.
We don't have any to ring through, it
choice.
Like.
Cynthia is next in La Habra. Hi, Cynthia.
Hey.
We're doing listener rookie. You're going to sing a Foo Fighters song.
That's what Foo Fighters need is a girl lead singer.
All right. What song are you going to do?
I'm going to sing All My Life.
All My Life. All right. Here's Cynthia.
What, ready?
Yep.
All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes. Never needs to be nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long I dream of the day. When it comes around, it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come alive when I see your ghost.
All right.
Okay. All right. I'm always impressed when somebody even knows the words to a song. So well done, Cynthia. Hang on. You are in the running. Let's try John Ontario, line 5.
Hey, John.
Hey, how are you?
We are good. Giving away Foo Fighters tickets. What song are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Everlong.
Everlong. Go ahead.
And I wonder when I sing along with you, if everything could ever feel this good forever. Everything could ever feel this good again.
Dramatic pause.
The only thing I'll ever ask of you, try to promise not to stop when I say when she sang.
All right.
Let me ask you, Allie. Mm-hmm. I would assume that he would be singing this to a lady. Mm-hmm. Are you feeling the love and the passion from John as he delivers those lines?
I felt something.
Okay,
for sure.
I think we have time for maybe one more. How about Your Belinda and Mike Line 6, please?
All right. Hey, Mike.
Hey,
welcome to Kevin and Bean. Giving away Foo Fighters tickets. What song are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Learn to Fly, Baby.
Learn to Fly, Baby.
Learn to Fly, Baby. All right.
Here's Mike.
Look into the sky to save me. Looking for a sign of life. Looking for something to help me burn out bright. I'm looking for a complication.
He's kind of not opening his mouth, isn't he?
Making my way back home when I learned to fly.
Zero for effort, zero for style, zero for star quality. And you know what? I'm being generous.
All right, look, it was a very entertaining performance, if that's what you're going for, right?
He added his own thing to it, and he did it with the phone in his mouth.
That's true. I'm not sure how that sort of sound like that. Yeah, I enjoyed that. Was Mike right? I enjoyed Mike and Your Belinda. Mm-hmm. I also, I got to tell you, I was very impressed with what Rick brought us with the fist pumping and the passion. I liked Rick very much in Riverside Line 1. So, you guys, any of those resonating with?
I would like Mike and Your Belinda.
Okay,
the last guys. So, Allie, you're going to be the tiebreaker.
Well, no, I liked Rick and Mike, so you're the tiebreaker because I agree completely with Bean.
What?
Wait, what?
You guys, math is hard, what I'm saying.
I took Mike. Okay. He took Rick. Pick one.
Oh.
Do it.
Oh, wow.
Pick!
Oh, God. Mike.
Mike.
Oh, sorry, Rick.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Well, I did it, Mike. But whatever.
Bang my heart out.
Enjoy the show. Thanks for playing the game.
Listen to Roll.
FXX X is where it's all happening tonight. Yesterday on the Kevin and Bean Show, we had an Aya and Chris from You're the Worst. Their show comes back for its new season tonight on FXX. Just before that is the return of The League, ladies and gentlemen. Season 7 of The League, and Paul Scheer from the show joins us in studio on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you so much. The last season of The League is here.
Season 7, dude.
Seven
That's
years.
Insane that it lasted that long, right?
I know. I think it's good, though. I'm glad that we're getting out now, before we're one of those shows where you're like, oh, that's still on the air? You know, or we just look too old. Like, no one wants to watch a bunch of old dudes, like, after a while. Like, I feel like we're getting out at the right zone. Like, we have to mature the right way now.
While you still have your movie star good looks and you can go off
yeah.
and do romantic comedies.
I mean, people can only see me with my shirt off so many times before
right.
they just get angry at me.
Same.
So, Paul, right as you came in, we were chatting briefly as the song wound down about
yes.
All the times The League wasn't invited to Comic-Con. And I think
yes.
this is hilarious because I look at the list of people like Nick Kroll and people like you and people like Mark Duplass and everybody else who's on this show are so popular with people at Comic-Con. Like, why is The League not at Comic-Con ever?
We are banned from San Diego Comic-Con, and for no good reason. Yes, when we were in New York Comic-Con, we talked about maybe kidnapping children, but that does not mean that we can be kicked out. No, San Diego Comic-Con, they don't want us there because they're like, oh, our fans won't get you guys. And I'm like, but you have like a panel for Bones. Is that like a big sci-fi show? Like, I mean, we can exist in the same sphere. You know, they have a Hallmark booth in the middle of the main floor. I think we'll be fine. I think their fans will be able to get it.
It is weird. It seems like anybody that wants to go down there is welcome.
Yes.
Except for The League.
That's the only – it's nonstop for 7 years. And we're like, all right, well, at least – in the final season,
sure.
we'll get there. You know, there's a groundswell like, oh, we like this show. Nope. They don't care. Not at all.
And by the way,
let's bring the Dennis Leary show.
Yeah, right. And you have pointed out before, fantasy football is really just Dungeons & Dragons. That's all it is. It's with sports instead of with fantasy,
100%.
Right?
It's like, yeah, it's the nerd, it's the jock version of Dungeons & Dragons. I would say that, the way that some of the NFL acts, it's kind of like really dealing with goblins.
And the important thing to remember about The League, by the way, is it's just a really funny show with really funny people. It's about relationships and funny things happening. And the sports, the aspect of it, the fantasy football, is really just a backdrop for it. It's an obsession that these people all have.
Exactly. We don't get into the minutia of fantasy football because whenever
right,
you do that, it's like telling somebody your dream. It's like it's really important to you, but no one else cares, like who you start and who you sat that week, you know? But yeah, it's like to me, I always say it's a show about your friends and it's your long-term friends. It's like you don't know how you've got these friends, but they've just been around for a long time, and you have to kind of keep them.
The show is about your clothing.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, first and foremost,
those outfits.
Andre, I cannot wait to burn the Andre clothes, all the fedoras. Like last season, we were next to the Batman trailers when they were shooting Batman downtown, and Batman had a whole trailer just for Batman's clothes. And Andre has about as many clothes on The League. All the hats. I have like 8 bins of hats. 8
wow.
bins of different fedoras. I never wear one twice.
And the sweaters and the scarves. Oh. I mean, it's insane the ensembles that he puts together.
I would say if you want to dress like Andre, go to Ross Dress for Less. Because I feel like that's the tag I see on everything whenever I'm getting ready.
I would say don't dress like Andre.
No. Don't dress like
advice.
Andre.
You know, it's so funny, Paul. You actually led me into thinking about something that's actually kind of significant. And one of the cool things about your show is these people, if they met today, would have no business being friends. The only reason they hang out together is because they've known each other for 20 years.
Yeah. I mean,
right?
I think we all have friends like that.
Because they really kind of hate each other to a certain extent.
Well, you treat each other like I think you treat your family, like your oldest friends. It's like, yeah, you may not like them. You may have your issues with them, but you'll always see them because you kind of have to. It's just like, yeah, that's what I do. Those are my friends. You're not going to make new friends. I mean, oh, that's a pain.
Yeah, that's too much work.
Yeah, you got to learn new nicknames. I got to listen to their stories. No, you know them already. So, yeah, it's sort of like you're stuck with your friends.
Yeah, I don't know who wants to spend time with Taco, by the way. That's asking a lot.
Come
of
on,
anybody.
He's an entrepreneur. The one plot line, I write episodes for the show, and the one that got cut for Taco that I really always wanted to do is this season, is that he started a new service called Duber, which was like Uber, but with weed. So he would get you high and get you to your location without a problem. And
genius.
I know.
Paul,
I thought that would.
Why are you wasting time acting? You should be working on Duber.
Guys, I shouldn't even have said that on the air. This is it. That's a $1 million idea. Gone. Oh no.
How much have you been dragged into the real life world of fantasy football as a result of being on the show, or were you already in it and that's part of the reason you wanted to be on the league?
I actually turned down being on the league. They asked me to audition for the show, and I said, "Oh, what's it about?" And they're like, "Oh, fantasy football." I was like, "No." No interest in being on a show about fantasy football.
Did they sell it to you that way? They just said it's about fantasy football?
Yeah,
there's very little about fantasy football.
Well, I think they were like, it's an improvised comedy about a bunch of guys in a fantasy football league. And I knew, like, I don't know how to improvise about that. Like, I like football, but I wasn't into fantasy football. And even over the 7 years, fantasy has even expanded since when we started. But I didn't know, and I was like, no thank you. And then I turned it down, and then they came to me and they said, it's actually not really about fantasy football. It's a comedy about friends. And I was like, all right. And then I auditioned for it, and then I got the show. And now that I've been in it, I've been addicted to fantasy football.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Oh, I love it. And then I got a kid, and then everything has fallen off. Yeah, football games are not in the cards now with a 15-month-old at home. It's my wife is not like, yeah, let's go watch it.
Suck.
Babies suck up all the good time.
No,
my baby
really
do. He wants to crawl and stuff. I'm like, let me just watch this game. I mean, I'm not even picky. Let me just watch the red zone. I don't even need to watch the whole game. This baby just won't let me do my thing.
Dude, that is sad. And by the way, it kind of mirrors what happens on the show, too, as people's real lives get in the way of them paying attention to their fantasy teams.
It really does. I mean, that's the tricky thing. Like, you never will get the amount of anxiety that you get on a Thursday when you realize, oh, no, I haven't set my lineup. Do I have players in? And you're like, you hate the NFL. Like, why are there Thursday games? I used to only do this on Saturday night. You know, so it is – you just get panicked. And thank God for smartphones, because even when we started this show, it was much more complex to set your lineup. Now at least you can do it in a bathroom. Like, oh, excuse me, I have to go. And then go, you know, just hide out in the bathroom like a smoker.
You do the draft in a bathroom?
Yeah. Oh, I've drafted in the craziest places. Like, I mean, yeah, it's like my wife – I love The Bachelor. I'm going to say my wife makes me watch The Bachelor in Paradise. She doesn't. I love The Bachelor in Paradise. And I just said, like, the other night I was drafting, watching The Bachelor in Paradise, trying to, like, pay attention to that, be like, you know, crap talk everybody on my league message boards, and also find out what's going to go on Bachelor in Paradise. It's a great night. It's really good.
You're not living. You are living the American dream, my friend.
That was
right there.
It was my most Andre moment I've ever had. What's going to happen to Ashley S? Oh, no, Jay Cutler.
And this is why the terrorists hate us, by the way. Paul Scheer is here. The league returns on FXX for season 7 tonight at 10 o'clock. Don't miss it. More with our guest in a moment right after this on camera. We're talking about the return of the league tonight on FXX at 10 o'clock. Paul Scheer, actor from the show, comedian, writer, director. Paul does it all. Is in studio with us here on the Kevin Beach. Now, your co-creators of this show are Seattle Seahawks fans, right?
Oh, the biggest Seattle Seahawks fans,
right?
I mean, they get so excited. They're like, guys, we got the GM of the Seattle Seahawks on the show. We're like, all right, fine, I guess.
Take it easy.
Yeah, I'm like, I like the guy. He's super nice, but I don't think that the fans are like, what? No! The GM!
John Snyder on my TV?
Yeah, I don't think people are jumping out of their seats for the GM.
No, that was very funny, by the way, in a scene that takes place, I think, in the second episode, I want to say, where you actually go to the draft as it's happening in Chicago. You actually filmed there for real?
No, we recreated we recreated the draft town of Chicago, in the first
episode.
That
was amazing,
Yeah, it was really neat. It looked amazing.
Jim McMahon was there and everybody. I mean, it was really crazy.
Yeah, Jim McMahon, awesome. And, yeah, it was a really fun day, actually, to go to set and have this full recreation.
When we have had we had Katie in who plays Jenny on the show.
Yes.
We had her in a while ago, and she was telling us how awesome it is when you get the real life athletes on the show, and you have had a lot of them over the years.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Marshawn Lynch, because it's the opening scene for episode 1 that airs tonight, and I think people were really surprised to see how because this clip went viral a few weeks ago when it was released to promote the show. People were surprised at how funny Marshawn was and how much he's kind of making fun of his own team.
Marshawn is the best, because Marshawn is funny and he gets it. Like, he knows exactly what he wants to do. So this is the second time he's been on the show. And this time he does the whole thing about should he just run it in or should it be passed? He kind of makes fun of that whole debate.
I wondered what the team thought about that. Because Marshawn's the guy that everybody's saying they should have just handed it to him. So he's right in the middle of that controversy. Does the team
You know, I think he was like, he was, well, on set that day, he's like, you guys are going to get me fired. Yeah. Like, you know, like, I think he knows, like, I think he also just likes that he's like, this is kind of crazy. But he's like commenting on it without having to say, like, my boss did anything bad or my quarterback did anything bad. Because we put it in the context of passing a beer to somebody else or tossing a beer to somebody else. So it's the same idea.
Marshall's like, I'll just run it. It's
exactly.
Much safer.
Yeah, and he's like, no, I'll toss it. And he's like, come on, I'll just run it. It's
what
right there.
What could go wrong?
It's
so interesting, though, Paul, because Marshawn Lynch, for the rest of his life, can walk around and be revered as the guy who could have won the Super Bowl for the Seahawks without actually having had to win that Super Bowl.
It's the best position to be in. The guy that you assume, like, yeah, like, no matter what, he could have done it. And he loves it, too. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
sure.
No pressure on him. Yeah. He just, yeah, he could have did it, you know, and
exactly.
Yeah, he's the best.
Let me play a clip for folks to get excited about the league. This is from one of the first two episodes. I watched them both. They're very funny. Again, coming back on FXX tonight. Now, Andre, as you know, is a little bit of a player. And,
yeah.
or tool. How could he not be? He's a sexy beast. And he has, let me just say without giving too much away, he has a new girlfriend, and the
yes.
gang is all out for dinner, and we're finding out what it is about these two that makes them so special together.
Actually, you guys, the thing that I love most about this guy.
His multiple malpractice suits?
We're both sapiosexual.
Yes, sapiosexual.
Sorry, what's that?
Oh, it's when one partner likes to stick their finger.
No.
That's what I thought
no,
it was.
No. Sapiosexual means that the most attractive feature that we find in each other is our intelligence.
Oh, is it possible that she has made Andre more annoying?
I think it is.
Yes.
I think it maybe is. Andre, maybe.
I love when Andre gets a girlfriend because everything always is just way more gross. It's like that couple there's just making out at a dinner table. It's not even in a public. It's like in front of you. It's like, oh, it's like a couple who touches each other way too much at dinner. Ugh. It drives me crazy.
Your character can ruin anything.
Oh, yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. You put him in any social situation and it will bring it down.
You have been doing some press talking about the last season of the league, and people
yes.
have been starting to ask you, like, what are your favorite moments and what do you remember the most
yeah.
and stuff. And there were two things that I thought were really, really interesting. One is, obviously, you got a ton of great improv actors, you know, you
yeah.
and Plas and Hubel and all those guys. And I didn't realize, I guess, until recently that the scripts are kind of loose. They give you room to kind of get in and out of the scenes the way you want, right?
Yeah, they're called scriptments because they are kind of a 12-page document that's written more like a novel than it is a script. So it's like, all right, in this scene, this will happen and this will happen. And there's a couple of lines in there to give you an idea of where to go. But how we get there is totally our own. And, you know, so it's really fun to tackle every scene because you find so much more stuff. For example, tonight, one of the big things is that they reveal the new trophy because the trophy last year was destroyed in a fire. So they bring out four trophies, and they didn't know how I was going to react to the trophies, so that's improvised.
Oh,
my reaction,
you hadn't seen any of the trophies?
No, then? I let myself see them for the first time on camera, and then I reacted differently to each one. So we get to play it, so everything feels a little bit more fresh and not overwritten. And we'll do it again and again and kind of hone it in. But yeah, it gives you so much more freedom than a regular show where you have a line, you have to hit the line, and there's someone right. behind the camera going, oh, you said the instead of there, so can you switch that, please? And, you know, and, you know, so I think that's why people like the show to a certain extent, because it feels like, oh, this is how my friends talk to each
right.
other. It doesn't feel so precious or scripted.
Not any cast can pull that off, though, either.
No, right? You know, it's a testament to our creators, Jeff and Jackie, who Jeff came from Curb, who kind of perfected that style over there, and he kind of showed us how to do that. And I mean, yeah, I come from an improv background, but improvising on camera is a little bit different because
sure.
you still have to move the story forward. You can't be like, and now we're on Mars, you know, so you have to kind of, yeah, you have to kind of keep it going. So, yeah, so it's a real fun way to do a show.
Paul, let me ask about one of the other
yeah.
characters, Kevin.
Yes.
Is it always Kevin?
It's always
idiot.
Kevin.
I'm noticing now that every time there's a Kevin on a show,
yes,
he's an idiot.
Well, our Kevin is almost like a Neanderthal. I mean, really,
he's a nice idiot.
He's a nice idiot. He's He's the suburban dad who is just, you know, burning his crotch. He's getting hit in the head.
Right.
He's, yeah, he is.
Can't he be the smart one time?
Look, for me, I tried to get it in there. I'm like, we got to have a Kevin represented smartly. But you know,
done.
It's like we've all met Kevins. We know that you get what you get.
Right.
You also talked recently about an episode that you shot that you said was the most uncomfortable scene you ever had to shoot on The League, and it involved bird poop.
Now, yeah.
What happened?
All right. So the idea here is that Andre has never been pooped on by a bird, and they said, "Well, if you've never been pooped on, you're due for the jugger poo, which means like you're going to get all the bird poop in one."
One
hit. And when I read that in the script, I was like, oh no, that means that by the end of this episode, I'm going to get the jugger poo. And there I was laying in an alley where they literally were sweeping up crack vials before I got down there. And then they were like taping, and I don't know if this is the right way to do it, taping pigeons down to a wire so they would stand over me. And then there are two guys over the pigeons with like tubes of yogurt and vanilla pudding and a hot day just like jamming, like shooting it down on me. Just getting loads all over me.
What is happening?
And
are we still talking about The League?
I was covered in white disgustingness. And the other thing is, I know it's yogurt and I know it's vanilla, but to think of like the birds above you and to feel it, and it's getting in your mouth, and it's like it was. To me, one of the worst experiences shooting anything. We're just writhing around. And we did it, and I was covered from head to toe covered. And they're like, can we do it again?
I was like, no,
you got it. You got it. I know you got it.
Did they do it again, or were they just kidding?
No, we did it again.
Oh, sweet. Two times? Three times?
We did it three times. Jeff, our creator, is never happy with one take. Even if everything went perfect, like, oh, let's even get more of it in your mouth. That's literally what he wanted. More of it in your mouth. I was like, oh, come on. I'm covered. I'm literally covered. I look like, you know, like I was hit by Slimer and Ghostbusters. My whole body was covered.
What if someone is just tuning in?
I know. I hope so. I hope that's the
least took a real big turn.
That is the best proof that the show is not about fantasy football, right?
Yeah,
there. That
exactly.
Scene that
the
you just heard Paul describe with Andre is everything that we love about The League. It returns tonight for season 7 on FXX at 10 o'clock. How many episodes in the final season here, Paul?
This is it. 13 episodes. And it's going to be a real fun season. We bring back so many people from previous seasons. Ike Barinholtz comes back. Rob Hubel comes back. Aziz Ansari. Seth Rogen. Everyone's coming back in for this final season. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's great. Well, congratulations. Great to see you again, man. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
I watched him on the Colbert Report, and he seemed like, you know, he was had a good head of momentum going. But it was, you know, pretty good.
What happened to his good head of momentum, though? Is it no longer going?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
He wasted that good head of momentum.
Yeah,
you know how that happens.
Yeah.
Kevin, why do you hate?
Yeah.
Why do you mean, why do I hate? Because Stephen Colbert is a goddamn national treasure.
I like Stephen Colbert. I like him a lot. And
Honestly, not.
I thought his first show was pretty good by his standards because he does great work. I'm saying he's pretty good. Why do you say why do I hate?
Because it was excellent, bordering on brilliant at moments. It was some of the funniest, smartest comedy I've seen in a long time on Late Night.
I'm saying that's an overstatement.
Well, you're wrong. That's what we're telling you.
I thought this was subjective.
It isn't.
What?
Science.
Come on.
Yes, science. Kevin, you can't argue with science.
And Mavis Staples at the end, it was one of my musical highlights of the year on television.
Well, that's a sad statement right there.
No, it's not, because they crushed it.
This was Stephen Colbert's band. What's his name? Is it Jean-Baptiste?
Jean-Baptiste.
Right.
And
New Orleans musician. He's got his band. He brings out Mavis Staples. He brings out Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes. Derek Trucks playing guitar. He brings out John Legend. And they just do a jam version.
Ben Folds, wasn't he in the mix too?
I didn't see it. Only read about it.
Yeah.
Do a jam version of the Sly and the Family Stone song Everyday People. And by all accounts, it's just goosebumps.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Hmm.
Brass section out in the crowd, people on their feet. Colbert came out and sang a verse. It was awesome.
And you thought it was boring, Kevin?
Yeah, I didn't care about that.
Oh, stupid, still boring. Boring legends. I hate legends of music.
Good musicians.
That are boring.
Yeah, they're good musicians. All right. I'm not arguing. It didn't sound bad. It's just maybe it was the song. I don't really care about that song. I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm
That's
allowed
the
to
truest
not-
word you've ever said. You don't know.
So they had a good head of momentum right there to the end.
Right.
The band came out.
I don't think Kevin even liked his head of momentum.
Okay. I thought it was pretty good. That's what I'm
That's
saying.
Just reviewer and, lukewarm. It
and the fact that I'm not saying it's great, you guys are mad about.
I'm not mad about it. It's just sad. It's just you're just sad.
Disappointed.
You're just mostly. Sad.
Kevin, God damn it.
Can't be mad. Can't be mad at the puppy who pees on the carpet who doesn't know any better. How are you going to be mad at that puppy? You just feel sad that the puppy doesn't know any better. Oh, I wish that puppy had better things going on in its head than that. And then you just go about your business.
It's science.
Science. Speaking of puppies, hey, how about The Rock? He saved some puppies, didn't he?
Yep.
He sure saved some puppies. And then
sure did.
Released a press release about it. Dwayne The Rock Johnson saved puppies' lives. Two baby French bulldogs jumped into his pool, and he saved them. Listen, they were your dogs, dumbass. You don't get to take credit for saving your own dogs. And how are you letting puppies fall in the pool, bad dog owner?
That was my question. It's kind of on you if your dog ends up in the pool.
Right? And then he puts it on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, look at me. I saved puppies. They're your puppies. We were in an orphanage helping other people out. You're a slack-ass puppy owner, and they landed in the pool. They were probably trying to kill themselves because that's what a bad dog owner you are.
That's dark.
They were going to puppy pool, and you're just delaying their pain. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Jeers, I say. Jeers. Cheers, however, to Ranker.com. You know I love Ranker.com. Ranker.com, you know what they do there? They rank stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They put online polls up, and they invite people to vote.
Yari
Bean. And then they publish the results.
It's Bean's favorite.
Yari Bean. I need you to talk for another 20 seconds, Ralph.
Gross.
Man.
God.
Great. Great. Poll currently up on Ranker.com. Of the top 10 movies people desperately want a sequel to, most people decry sequels, say nay, nay to sequels. Mm-hmm. These are movies people are begging to see another film.
Yeah.
Of.
Obviously, The Holiday.
You're going to be surprised, Allie. Not in the top 10
huh.
list of movies that people want to see a sequel to.
Crazy.
Because it's crap.
How dare you.
Now, are these all the original movie, or are there some, you know, like Paul Blart, where they've already done a sequel, but maybe people really want a third? Just trying to clarify. Is Paul Blart on the list?
Yeah.
So much hate coursing through his face.
Mavis Staples. Blurring. Paul Blart more, please. That's all you need to know. That's all you need right there.
Come on,
put
Ralph.
That,
we're still friends.
Put that in a shadow box frame. Put it up on your wall. And then whenever you have a question, just look at it, and the answer will be provided to you. These are movies without sequels.
Without sequels.
Either there are sequels rumored to be in the works or not. But people are dying to see a sequel to these films. Now, according to America, number 10, The Big Lebowski. People want to see Big Lebowski, too.
It's a classic. Okay.
I got to say, I'm on board with that. Super Troopers.
Well, they are.
I know. I said they were either in the works or... But people are very excited about a Super Troopers sequel. Number 8, The Goonies. They want to see all the Goonie kids back together again for another adventure.
Agree.
That's been rumored.
Aren't they like 40 now, though, Allie?
Yes, they would be the gang back together again.
Yes.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
No, I'm just saying, wasn't the thrill of the Goonies, though, that it was a bunch of little kids running around having adventures?
So those guys get back together again as grown-ups to have another wacky adventure. That would be charming.
Okay. I just don't know how charming it is when they're all middle-aged, that's all. I thought the thrill of that was that they were little kids. Okay.
Yeah, well, we know how you feel about thrills and little children, but sadly, this isn't providing that for you. District 9. I'd like to see a sequel to that.
Oh,
what happens when the prawns take over South Africa? Then what? What's up?
That's a good one.
We say.
What's good?
Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great to see another Spaceballs. Come on, Mel Brooks.
Any Mel Brooks, I say.
Lazy
do
old
more.
Bastard. Get to work. Avatar, of course, they've been threatening that for some time. Number five on the list, Independence Day, another long-rumored sequel we have yet to see. Yeah. Fourth on the list. Third, a lot of buzz about this lately. Looks like Beetlejuice. People are dying to see another Beetlejuice, me included. So glad Michael Keaton didn't win the Oscar, or else we'd never see it. So glad Birdman came up short for him. Galaxy Quest. We're going to get a series, but people would like to see another feature film.
Sure.
With that original cast. And the number one film. This is going to surprise you. It did me.
Pixels.
Not Pixels. Not high in demand.
All right.
For a sequel.
I have a guess.
Okay.
It would be my number one. Is it UHF?
The Al Yankovic movie?
Yes. That's a movie that would certainly benefit from a sequel. I'd love to revisit that television station. Is it UHF?
Brian's Song.
Schindler's List.
What, Gale Sayers brings Brian Piccolo back to life?
What could have been?
Like Weekend at Bernie's with Brian Piccolo?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's!
I think there was already a sequel to that one, sadly.
A couple.
What's the number one movie that people would most like to see a sequel for?
The?
The?
That's a hint.
Okay,
The?
Shining.
No. Oh. The Incredibles. Pixar's The Incredibles.
Okay.
I can see that.
I would, too. I'd love to see that. Today's celebrity birthdays. DJ Afrojack is 28 years old today. Jose Aldo of the UFC turns 29. Michelle Williams is 35. Michael Bublé celebrates his 40th birthday. Adam Sandler is 49. Oh, Domino. Let's play his song. Let's play his song to celebrate his birthday.
That's
not him. Oh, Domino.
That's not him.
What?
Yeah, it's not Adam Sandler.
It's George Ezra.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like there's someone named George Ezra. Like that's a person. Hugh Grant is 55 years old today. And the man, the myth, the legend, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him. He's Cam on television, but he's Eric in your heart. Eric Stone Street is 44 years old today.
He's the best.
He is the best. Da-na-na. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Time to be held accountable, you guys. It's time for Would You Like to Take That Back?
Would you like to take that back?
What?
Would you like to take that back?
No.
Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back? Would you like to take that back?
What?
Would you like to take that back?
No.
Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back?
So the point of this is we're doing live radio, and sometimes we just say what comes to our minds off the top of our heads, and maybe we think it's funny as it's coming out of our mouth, and then we realize, uh-oh, I made a terrible mistake. This is an opportunity for us to clear the record, basically, and to apologize and withdraw our remarks when confronted with them again.
This is going to surprise you guys, but Bean is first.
No. Lots of interesting news. You know, they're doing that whiz show on NBC. NBC's been doing live musical productions. It started with The Sound of Music, then they followed up with Peter Pan. Now The Wiz is the next in the lineup, and they're having they're having a hell of a time.
Come on.
Nobody beats The Wiz.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know.
Come on.
That's not even a Southern California thing.
Come on.
Would you like to take that back?
All right, there was a very popular series of commercials for decades that ran along the East Coast of an electronics chain called The Wiz.
Right. We know what it is.
The slogan was, nobody beats The Wiz.
Right.
We understood all of that when it happened.
Oh.
But it was never came out
here.
Well, the question is,
would you like to take that back?
Come on.
Sure. I'll take it back. All right. Although I will say that I think that there are a certain number of people who heard it and liked it.
Yes, but all of our East Coast listeners who are listening on our affiliate there in New York and Jersey loved it, I'm sure.
Interesting, because when I made that joke months ago, Bean was so mad at me.
Yeah, he was right.
So then he did it.
Well, yeah. When it comes out of Bean's mouth, it's just automatically magic, Al. You don't understand.
Got it. Sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. I also think The Wiz has been out of business for 20 years.
Right. Going for it, too.
Maybe another deterrent. So I'm taking it back.
Next up, strangely enough, is Bean.
Oh!
Ralph was on vacation. Allie was doing showbiz. She was talking about Straight Outta Compton, the new Dr. Dre album.
Well, you can get pumped up because Dr. Dre is set to release his first album in 15 years.
Yeah!
That is coming out this Friday. It's going to be released through Apple's new streaming music service, of course.
I'm glad to hear that because I forgot about Dre. Wow. And now he's
yeah.
he's back.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, got it.
Would you like to take that back?
I still enjoy that one. I still like to forget about Dre.
Seriously, though, that was...
You didn't even enjoy it right after you said it. You shrank after the moment after you said it. But now, all of a sudden, it's hilarious?
Tell me that wasn't low-hanging fruit, even for you. Come on.
I still enjoy it. I think I was disappointed that it was not better, more well-received, but I'm not going to... I'm not going to take it back.
You are the Kim Davis of comedy.
All right, this is going to surprise you, but Bean is next.
What?
Oh, come on. There's lots
again,
of
other lines. Again, Ralph is on vacation, so maybe he didn't even get to hear it this time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is all new to me.
Yes, this is Ali doing showbiz talking about Pierce Brosnan got found with a knife at the airport.
Brosnan knew the knife was in his carry-on bag, but once they saw the weapon, they gave him a choice. They said, hey, surrender the knife or put it in your checked baggage. No citation, no nothing. Just go ahead, Pierce. You didn't mean it.
He is in Her Majesty's Secret Service, by the way. He gets a little bit of leeway. He's got a license to kill, Allie.
Oh, man. Would you like to
take that back? Wow.
Right?
He played James Bond,
we
guys.
We know that. Would
you like to take that back? That's, come on, Ralph. You were a Bond fan. That was clever, right?
That wasn't even close to clever.
It was the most obvious, horrible joke you could have made.
Would you like to take that? All right.
If you had said, was the knife made of Remington steel? Then I would have given you a little latitude. He's got a license to kill. He's in Majesty's Secret Service. You're like a brain-damaged, doddering old fool, sir.
I will. I'll withdraw the remarks. I take it back.
All right. This next one was during the showbiz, but we were up against the clock because we were going to talk to Ice Cube. So we sort of had to finish at a certain time, and Rope would not let it go.
Daryl Hall of the legendary Hall & Oates. Sad news. He is getting divorced. His wife, Amanda Jane Hall, has filed papers. She said, I can't go for that.
Nope.
No.
Really? You're going to do?
No can do.
Would you like to
say regarding their marriage? No.
So that's why they couldn't work it out.
I heard she's a man-eater, that girl.
Stop talking.
Don't. Keep going.
I think
she reportedly hired some private eyes to follow Daryl, and she did not like what they had to say.
I'm asking you as a man to stop this immediately.
Luckily, her friend Sarah is there to figure
all
out.
All right. Listen.
Stop it.
So we got Ice Cube next. We need to, you know.
Yeah, let's wrap this.
Not that this isn't great.
Sarah, smile with
okay.
Keep her going, even in the toughest times. No word yet on the settlement, but people say because of his income, she could end up a rich girl.
Fine. Gone too far.
Ralph.
Finally. Would you like to take that back?
So much there, so much.
It's even better the next second time around.
It really is.
Ralph, just behind the scenes, Ralph was dying laughing during that.
Wiping tears right now.
Wow. God damn it, I'm good.
So that's a no.
That would be a no.
You're not going to take it back?
No, not at all.
So I have to take back everything I've ever said. You get the opportunity to take one thing back, and it's a no.
Try being better, I guess, would be my advice to you. Would you like
to take that back? 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. You can win sold-out tickets all week, by the way, for Foo Fighters. They have 4 Southern California shows. They're all sold out. Listen for a Foo Fighters song. Anytime on K-Rock, be caller 1, 2, or 3 when you hear that, and you'll win tickets.
Not right now, though, because now we want to use the phones for something else at 1-800-520-1067. We started thinking about a phenomena yesterday that I don't believe we've ever discussed in all the years we've been doing the Kevin and Bean Show, and that is people whose voices sound like they belong to the opposite sex. So you're a man, but everyone on the phone thinks you're a woman. And you're a woman, and everyone on the phone thinks you're a man. Those are the people that we want to hear from. And Kevin, why don't you refresh our memory as to why we started thinking about this yesterday?
Alan called, a listener named Alan. And he was, I mean, we all thought he was a woman. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we made some jokes or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I hear that all the time. Must be hell to be in that position. But here's, hey, Alan.
Hey, yeah, what's up?
Who's the dick?
Who's the dick?
Who's the dick?
Oh, no, Bean's not a dick. And for the record, I am a guy. I get this a lot. I get called a girl by the bank and everything. But Bean, you're not a dick.
So that guy has that voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that doesn't seem ideal. I mean, it seems like it would be, you would have the same interaction 1 million times.
Yeah.
Which is, okay. But you sound like,
It's kind of like having an unusual name or name that's spelled differently, something like that. It's just something that you know you're going to have to deal with every single time you interact with
another
person.
And what a nightmare. Because everybody sort of has to process it, and then normally they give you pretty much the same response, I would guess.
Yeah.
Which is, really?
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry. Yeah, I feel bad for Alan, because obviously it's not his fault. I mean, he has no control over it. It's just,
hey, Alan.
That's just the way he sounds.
Hey, yeah, what's up?
I mean, that's rough. I like Alan and everything, but that's rough. I feel bad for him.
Hey, it's not the 90s anymore, man. You don't have to feel bad for him.
He said that yesterday.
Remember yesterday? The call? Do we have any more from Alan? Can we hear some more of his dulcet tones? That's all we have. All right. So he calls yesterday, and his name is Alan, and he's a dude, and he sounds like a girl. By the way, thank you, Alan, for calling. Thank you for listening, and we appreciate you very much. We're not making fun of you. We're just kind of spotlighting the life that you live and interested to find out from other people what that's like. So then in the office, we're talking about it yesterday, and Ralph brought up a person that I've seen on television many times before, but I guess I'd never really noticed it before, and this is a guy named Ross, who's been on a bunch of shows, but probably best known for his time on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He used to do a little Man on the Street stuff. And when you are not looking at him, you're just listening to him. Tell me he doesn't sound like a girl.
A little bit, you know, but yes. First, when they don't know, they just think it's kind of a gimmick. Here's this kid that they don't see that there's going to be some longevity, and I don't think anybody saw that. But as soon as, to their credit, to everyone at Leno, who is so amazing, including Jay himself.
That's the end of the clip?
Okay.
All right, good.
That's Ross.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounded a lot like a girl.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think? You think we'll get people who are willing to call and share their experiences with us on this one?
I imagine so. We were talking to Alan about a different topic, which is that being is or is not a dick in that particular story. But what a nightmare that must be.
See, and the thing with me, Demi Moore always has that, you know, husky voice. And I remember watching St. Elmo's Fire and thinking, I want that voice. So if I get a cold, whatever, I will definitely be like, hey, you guys, my voice, how does it sound? But I can't imagine all the time.
Having it all the time that way.
All right. We want to hear from you. If this is your life, give us a call.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
We love you too, Doe. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock. Scott, you hang on. We're going to get to you in 1 minute here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're talking about and taking your calls on, you are a person of one sex, but you sound like a person of another sex. Yesterday, we talked to a listener named Alan on the phone. He's a dude. Here's what his voice sounds like.
Hey, yeah, what's up?
Who's the dick?
Who's the dick?
Oh, no, Bean's not a dick. And for the record, I am a guy. I get this a lot. I get called a girl by the bank and everything. But, Bean, you're not a dick.
So two things are
Alan's right about a lot of things.
One is Alan's wrong. That's first. And the second is it must suck to have Alan's voice if you're a dude, only because on the phone, everyone would address you as a woman.
Mm-hmm. So 1-800-520-1067, that's the number. Let's talk to Scott, Santa Clarita Line 2. Scott, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Oh, my God. This topic is so hysterical. I don't know what I sound like to you guys, but I don't think I sound like a girl.
You sound like a guy with a high voice, but not a girl, I wouldn't think.
It's funny because every time I call, like, anybody, you know, anything that's got an account, whether it's, like, what he said, and I'm... The account's right there in front of him, so my name is right there, Scott. And they're like, yes, ma'am, how can we help you? I'll drop my voice lower. I'll be like, I'll even clear, talk about my
account. That doesn't help.
No, it's not at all.
All right, now you sound like a girl. When you go up higher, it sounds like a girl.
In fact, if it doesn't go well at the end of the conversation, if it's a girl, I go, thank you, sir, for your time.
Yeah, see, you're getting driven crazy.
So, Scott... So you're angry going in. If they misidentify you, you take it out on them, right?
It doesn't work, though. They're like, yes, ma'am, have a nice day.
In other words, even after you've told them, hey, I'm a man and my name is Scott, they're still not buying it.
Yeah, and he counts right in front of their face.
Listen to this, Scott. You're going to appreciate this story that I just found. This is from the Mirror in the UK, the newspaper there. Meet the woman who was unable to cancel her satellite TV subscription because she sounds like a man. Due to abnormally enlarged vocal cords, Norma Clark has spoken like a man for as long as she can remember. Doctors are mystified by the unusual medical ailment which has left her with abnormally thick vocal cords. Do you have anything going on in your vocal cords that you know of that would make you sound the way that you do?
No, not at all.
All right.
All right. Don't
Norma
be defensive.
From Greater Manchester says, when people call the house phone and ask for Mrs. Norma Clark, they never believe it's me. I was not able to cancel my satellite package because the person at the other end of the phone did not believe I was a woman. I get the same response every time I speak to someone on the phone. This is not just a one-off thing. I've been the butt of jokes for years. Even my daughters take the Mickey out of me. Growing up, my voice was as deep as both of my brother's voices. Wow. How about that? What was your experience like growing up? Was this tough as a teenager, Scott?
No, not really, because for me, I was kind of like a class clown in school, so I could do impressions and do vocal things and stuff like that. So it was never like, you sound like a girl. I was just constantly trying to be funny, so maybe that was my my saving grace, I guess. I don't know.
Well, all right, ma'am, thank you for calling.
we appreciate hearing from you, Scott.
That's what I meant, right? Thank you.
Have a good day, girlfriend. Okay. Let's try Richie Los Angeles. He's up next on the Kevin DeBeecher. Hey, Richie, thanks for calling. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Nice being on the phone with you guys.
What?
Yeah, every time I call the company, cable company or the phone, they always confuse me for a girl. And I tell them my name's Richie, and they're always still, hey, ma'am. I'm like, yeah, okay. What kind of man calls in order to repeated UFC fights and keeps calling them bro? I know I'm a friendly dude, so I'm always, hey, bro, and they still call me ma'am.
What's happening right now?
I don't know.
You're nothing
a total like a woman.
Dude.
You just sound like a dude.
Yeah, and they always confuse me, and I always tell them, and it's still.
Wait, they confuse you? So you're not sure?
Or you confuse them?
I know. I sound my voice. I've heard myself. I've called myself. Like to hear my voicemail and like a dude, but I don't know. They continue to call me a ma'am all the time.
You called yourself and left a message for yourself so that you could hear your
voice.
Research,
Kevin.
That's pretty strong.
Research.
Yeah, because it was annoying. It's really annoying when they confuse me all the time. But I don't get it. But,
yeah. All right, I'm with Allie. I don't get why they confuse you. It seems like you of all people should know what's going on with you.
Yeah, I figured I sound like a dude, but they keep calling me ma'am all the time.
Okay. All right, you sound like a dude. I'm sorry to hear that that's happened to you, but I'm glad you called. Thank you, Richie.
And for the record, tell that little girl Alan Bean is a dick.
Okay.
Okay.
Bean's
okay.
A dick. Noted. Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
You're right there, Ralph?
Yeah, I'm just singing.
Okay. Hey, congratulations to the Kevin and Bean listeners who just won tickets for Foo Fighters' upcoming dates at Honda Center and the Forum. As you know, all this week on K-Rock, every time you hear a song by the band The Foo Fighters, which you did about 4 minutes ago, you give us a call. Be callers 1, 2, or 3 and win your way in. Lots of Foo Fighters tickets here to come on K-Rock. So we're done with that. We've given those away. Now we want to clear the lines and open it up for a new feature that we've kind of reinvented from the old days called What's Good. What's Good all about, Kevin?
Well, it's people calling in with topics that perhaps we haven't had time to address today. Like yesterday, they called in about Venus and Serena Williams. We wouldn't have talked about that, so a guy brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else brought up fat shaming and that whole thing that's been going on. So it's kind of interesting to hear from people and get new topics or other topics that maybe we don't have time to talk about. So you can call on any topic that interests you. 1-800-520-1067.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Right.
You, the Kevin and Bean listener, are far more dialed in and interesting than we are. So give us a call on any topic, and we'll take your calls. It's What's Good coming up just after 9 here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday.
You know what's good?
Weed.
Yes, it is. All right. I just wanted to bring that up.
We hadn't mentioned that today?
No, I don't know if someone's going to get to that on the phones, and I just want to make sure we covered it.
All right.
But what made me think of it was that, well, first of all, Bean fails, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about specifically, but yes.
What did I do?
Remember how I was like, I want to be on Drunk History. Oh, I've never had a drink before, but I want to be on that show so I can talk about Pluto and whatever you said with lame. So that fail.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Well, hold on a second here, Ralph.
No,
the fail was.
We're moving on.
Fail was that they didn't invite me to come do it. I would have done it, and it would have been an awesome episode of that program.
No,
but
it wouldn't.
They
have.
Dropped the ball,
it
not me.
They were wise enough to know that that would be a fail, and so they avoided it.
I was ready to go. I was locked and loaded, sir.
This is why you fail.
But you want to do you want to do something first. You want to be the first to do something that would actually benefit the show and would be an investigative piece for our radio program.
Okay.
How about attending one of the hot new cannabis bars in Washington State? They have cannabis bars now where that one lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about a little investigative reporting? How about going to a weed bar and sitting down and talking to your bud tender and just ordering up a little of the mean green and just kicking back, dude. Just let your mind expand. Just let it all happen. Let it all out. Let the sun shine in.
From
live and let die.
Places all over the place where you can just go in and buy as much marijuana as you want because it's legal here. I don't understand. What's the difference with the bar?
Why don't you just make pancakes at home instead of going to IHOP?
Excellent point.
Hello?
Yep, okay. It's on.
Right. Thing on? No, apparently you don't hear me.
Ralph, do you remember there was a hostel like right near Bean's house?
I'm always hostile.
And they had like a naked night or something like that. And we were like, Bean, yes, you got to go ask him. And he would.
That's a lot. I'd have to get, first of all, out of the chair.
It was like a 5-minute walk.
Then change from slippers to walking shoes. It was forget about it. He couldn't do it. And then there was the
nude dancing thing. Yeah,
right. Yeah, nude dance party. Then there was the drive-through lingerie coffee.
Right.
Coffee house that
in
they
Washington
had
as well.
8 minutes
oh, those
from
are
his
everywhere.
House.
Those are on every quarter.
Now they've got cannabis bars, a social gathering place for people to kick back and just get yourself some icky sticky and just enjoy yourself. And we would love to know what that experience is like, not having the benefit of that here in the state of California. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go and do that if you're going to do something for the first time?
I had my first drink on television to talk about Clyde Tombaugh.
No, do something that actually would be interesting to people. Go to the cannabis bar.
Periscope
and
it.
And periscope it.
Right,
yes.
That's right, right.
We need
yes.
a periscope of Bean.
Just pack a yes. fat bowl and then just spark it up and let the good times roll.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
This needs to happen.
Look at all the resin is sticking to the bottom of the bowl.
This needs to happen.
This needs to happen.
This needs to happen.
What this needs to do is happen.
All right. Are you done now? This is not for me. Look, I was willing. I was
See,
willing to huff
saying.
It up and wow. to do the thing.
You're
remember,
not, you weren't willing to huff it up.
I was just willing
being
to huff
funny,
it up. But I don't think I'm your man for the weed bar. I just don't. It's not for me.
We're not asking if it's for you. We're saying
no.
Do
it isn't for you. Drinking.
You said you've never had a drink before in your life, but you're going to go and drink on Drunk History and tell a story of Mercury's. Rising or whatever the F story you wanted to tell?
I was willing to do that because of my affection for Drunk History, because I love that show and I thought it would be fun to be on that show. But what's the... I don't get the... What's
do you
the...
love your job? Do you love your listeners?
Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome, Ralph.
Finally, some perspective.
I can answer for being no and no.
No and no, yeah. Well, do it for another radio show then. We know you love other radio shows. Go do it for that.
Let's say BBC 2 called you. Would you do it for them?
I'd do it for that. Yes.
I think I might have.
You know, Queen Elizabeth II's the longest reigning monarch in British history.
Come on, that's an important milestone, Ralph. We should all We should all be celebrating that today.
Right.
Look, I will take it under advisement.
Oh,
I will consider
stop it.
Just like I considered Breakfast with Bean. It is something that I will think about doing and then at some point will or will not, but I don't have to give you my answer today.
How about Bud with Bean?
Boom.
Where we fly you to Seattle.
Boom.
And you spend the afternoon with Bean in a cannabis bar.
So I hear the word that
Buds
out of your
with
mouth.
Bean. Buds with
so
Bean, we
good.
Call it. Buds with Bean.
Bean, no, we were in Amsterdam and we went to that weed bar. You went, right?
Yeah, I went with you and watched you guys eat brownies, yeah.
You didn't eat anything?
I didn't.
I don't remember much about it, but...
You know, without even knowing, a foregone conclusion could have been that he probably didn't partake.
Yeah.
Because he's not
cool,
not
against,
man.
I'm not against it. I'm not against anybody enjoying if that's what they're into.
It's L7,
I don't think
man.
I don't believe it's for me.
L7.
I see
Squaresville,
it, I
daddy-o.
I got you.
You're not so
thank you for not the invitation.
Cat. You're not a hepcat.
Thank you for the invitation, Ralph. But no.
He's lame, but he sure is polite. That's it's what correct. They're going to put on his gravestone. Hey, remember Rachel Yucatel? Remember Rachel Yucatel?
Sure.
Does that name sound familiar? Rachel Yucatel?
Yeah, Dr. Drew got her pregnant or something.
Yeah, Dr.
Right?
Drew knocked her up.
I don't think Dr. Drew
they
got
made the
pregnant.
Wobbly H with Tiger Woods.
I don't think
she was
that's
the
right.
Spokane.
That's not the case.
NAACP.
Nope.
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 Nope. She was one of Tiger's girlfriends.
Yeah, she was the Tiger Woods mistress.
Who
apparently.
Was super hot.
Super hot, yeah. But apparently.
And she lost her fiance in 9/11, right? That was her.
Right, yes. And Dr. Drew then got her pregnant.
He didn't get her pregnant. That's not true.
To make up for her losing her fiance, he got her pregnant.
That isn't true.
Well, now she's in the news again because she has a serious, horrible spine condition called Chiara. And she needs surgery for condition. And listen to what they do. Doctors go in, and to fix the spine, they have to lift her brain out of her skull.
What?
Lift the brain out of the brain pan to get to the skull in order to fix it. Then they put your brain back in your head.
Is it like compressing the spine? So they have to...
No, in order to get to the spine where they need to do the work, they have to open up her skull, remove the brain, pull the brain out, and then get to work, and then they put it back in.
I don't buy that.
Okay, well, this isn't a new game called Guess the Story.
I object.
You'll not allow it?
I will not allow this.
That's a bad thing, right?
Wow.
I would think that would be terrible.
It's great if it works, I guess, but it seems like there's an awful lot of things that could go wrong.
Because you need your brain, far as I know.
What if it would fix all of my problems just by taking the brain out, putting it right back in,
and
boom!
In Kevin's case, it would be just minor surgery.
Right.
Because it's his brain.
Outpatient,
right. They could do it probably arthroscopically. Just put a tube in and just nudge that little pecan-sized mass to the side and then just fix him up. And then boom. Back to work the next day.
It'd be like rebooting your desktop.
I'm just wondering. Okay.
Yeah. So that's happening.
That sounds just terrifying.
The worst thing that could ever happen to you.
You're going to take my brain out.
Yes.
Wow.
He's going to put it next to me on a footstool and then just fix me and then throw it back in. Just while willy-nilly.
I'm not sure they throw it.
And then they just super glue your head back on. It's nuts.
This poor lady has had a lot of bad...
This is why medicine is awful. Medicine and science are just horrible.
This lady had a lot of bad things happen to her with the 9/11 thing, with her fiancé, and then having sex with the bad man, and then Dr. Drew impregnating her.
He didn't impregnate her.
I don't know if Tiger Woods is a bad man.
That's false.
Bad thing. Well,
but she's still hot. So she's got that going for her. That's all that matters in America.
Right.
And speaking of hot, we have a new host for The Biggest Loser. The show where fat people go on the show and lose all their weight, and then they come back home, and then they gain all the weight back. It's a great show. Allison Sweeney was the host for many seasons. Now, Bob Harper. Bob Harper will be your new host. Bob Harper.
So excited.
We know him from...
I have no idea who that is.
Very good. He's the trainer on that show.
Yeah, he's the trainer.
He's been there since the first season. He's been helping these people lose their weight, and now he will actually get to host the show as well. So,
all right.
Everyone's very happy, except for that fat-shaming lady on that video. She does not like the show because she's hilarious. What's her name?
Who cares?
What's it? Anyone remember?
I don't remember.
Yes. Have you seen that video? She's awful.
Her name is Nicole Arbor, I want to say.
That sounds right to me. Right? Yes.
Yeah. Ariana Grande?
No, I believe Kevin.
I believe it is Nicole Arbor.
I think Bean was right. Mm. He said Nicole Arbor. And she is just painfully and funny. We should have not funny shaming. If she thinks fat shaming is good to get people to lose weight, let's do not funny shaming on her and maybe she'll try harder to be funny. Because apparently that's the way she likes to operate. So let's... continually mock her for being humorless and devoid of talent, and then maybe she'll work hard and get some. I'm going to make a new video. I'm going to make a 6-minute video.
I like it.
And Harper, you're so not funny. I have to sit next to you sometimes on an airplane and listen to you be not funny. It's awful.
I like it.
Today's celebrity birthday is Hugh Grant, 55 years old today. Most recently seen in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. So Adam Sandler's 49 years old. Michael Bublé turns 40. Shell Williams, 35 years old today. Jose Aldo's 29. DJ Afrojack is 28 years old. And Eric Stone Street, you know him as Cam, of course, in Modern Family and a friend of the show. Great guy. Kings fan, but look, nobody's perfect. I think he's a good, good guy. And I think he can get some help for that. Maybe they can take his brain out of his brain pan.
He doesn't need help for that.
Fix him up and put it back in there and put a Flyers jersey on him.
He's all good.
All be happy. He's 44 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I am excited about this new feature. You call us at 1-800-520-1067 on any topic, maybe something we should be talking about, but we're not, something that you're interested in, the word that you want to spread. It's a feature that we call What's Good?
What's Good? You want to talk about on this show? What's good? Come on, let us know what's going on. Time to go.
calls yesterday. I'm feeling optimistic about the calls today. Why don't we go to Studio City and begin on line three, please? Our man Brad is up first. Hey, Brad, thanks a lot for calling the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
Hey, what it do, nephew?
Is what we used to call this feature. Yes.
just wanted to clue you in. Have you guys actually watched Mr. Robot yet?
Oh, that's such a good show.
Isn't it? It's like Fight Club and American Psycho had a baby inside a computer.
Yes.
I will tell you, this is
put that together, but okay.
This is Bean speaking. This was one of those shows, and we talk about how we live in a golden age of television where it's impossible to keep up even with the shows that you hear are good. This is one of those shows that all summer long I read about how it was great and the surprise sensation of the summer, and I never got on board, but at some point I think I'll have to go back and pick it up. What did you like about it so much, Brad?
You know, the unreliable narrator, the plot twists are interesting to follow. It's only 10 episodes. Check it out. You'll be wondering who's behind the door for season two.
It's a great show, and I lost track of when the finale was because they bumped it. And then I think it's aired, but I haven't seen it.
Yes, yeah. It did air. And I was also scared off on it because of Christian Slater, because he has historically been on so many bad TV shows, like 10 in a row, that I thought, oh, great, here's another terrible Christian Slater show. But apparently even he couldn't ruin this
one.
He was good in this.
He was fine. That's a good show.
Great.
Good show. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
Call.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Ashley Upland, please. Line six. She's up next. Ashley, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What's good?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We are good. Thank you.
I'm just calling because I want to talk about the cannabars that you were talking about.
The cannabars. Okay.
Yes. You said that they were not in the United States, and they most definitely are. We actually have one, at least one here in California that I know of.
Well, we didn't say United States, but we didn't think they were here yet in Southern California. They are?
Oh, yeah, they're here. Mm-hmm. There's one.
But how is that legal, though? I don't get it.
Well, I guess, you have to have a medical license or a medical marijuana card to get in.
Okay. So it's a medical marijuana bar.
Yes.
All right.
So you have the recommendation for it. But once you do, you can, go in whenever you'd like. And pretty much just sit at a bar and smoke and hang out and talk to other people who are basically just doing the same exact thing you are.
Sure doesn't seem like it's difficult to get that weed card, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you can go to budpubs.com, and it's a cannabis lounge directory.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, that's good. That's good advice for our listeners, Ashley. We appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Let's go to Ralph, line one, please. Canoga Park, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, thanks for calling. What's good?
Hey, Kevin and friends, how are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm right on the 101.
Are you going to Upland?
No, I'm not going to
Or have you already been?
I already did. Now, I'm calling on the importance of the heroes of our streets, the importance of prostitutes.
The importance of prostitutes?
The correction. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
They're great contributors of our society. They service people who are basically like beans, cannot get any on themselves. And there's so many out there that need it. Me, myself, I do not need it.
It sounds like you got a lot to recommend.
Thank you for recognizing that. No, prostitutes are very disgusting to me. But overall, they provide a great service in society. And if you really think about it, they become legal. We follow in the footsteps of Nevada. You could probably make a lot of taxes from them.
Okay, so if I can speak, Ralph, here, you're saying that prostitutes to you personally are disgusting, but you think that prostitution should be legal because the government would make a lot of tax money off of it.
Not only that, but the service they provide to many members in society who are maybe not eligible or incapable of scoring some on their own. Mm-hmm.
Right. And if it was regulated, it's a good idea to have here if they're tested, that type of thing?
Yeah, it sounds like you know what I'm talking about.
I do, Ralph. I do.
Ralph, are you drunk right now?
No, but maybe suffering from yesterday.
Suffering from yesterday. Okay. So you're hungover or still drunk?
Wow.
Okay. All right. Good chat.
All right.
Ralph.
Well, I think that was a good round of calls right there. I think that was very representative of the Kevin and Bean listeners. Let me tell you about the Panic at the Disco fans. Not all of them. Some of them.
crazy.
Look, we love that you love this band. We do too. But you didn't need to be sleeping out in front of K-Rock at 4 o'clock this morning to see your guys when they're in the Red Bull Sound Space at 1 this afternoon.
Passionate.
Right?
Very passionate.
That is very passionate, yes. Red Bull Sound Space is very small, by the way. Even if you showed up now, you'd get – even if you showed up in 2 hours, you'd still get in. You'd still be close to the guys.
It's going to be at 1 o'clock. If you'd like – you can't get down here and you want to watch it on your computer, it's going to be at 1 o'clock at krock.com.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
I watched him on the Colbert Report, and he seemed like, you know, he was had a good – head of momentum going, but it was, you know, pretty good.
What happened to his good head of momentum, though? Is it no longer going?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Yeah.
Yep. So Kevin's review of the Colbert debut on CBS last night was that he apparently lost his good head of momentum,
yes,
I think.
Right.
I think that's the takeaway,
right?
Was
that?
It was pretty good, is what I thought.
Don't lose your head of momentum.
Right.
I just think you're terrific.
Thank you.
How about another look at the Showbiz Beat with our friend Ralph Garman? What's going on,
Ralph? Why are words so hard?
If I knew that, Ralph. You know.
It's tough.
Right?
Well, there you go.
If I knew that, then
best
stuff.
Ever answer to that question, by the way. Ronda Rousey. Guilty.
She is not charged with anything.
Oh.
She is perhaps the hottest professional athlete in the world right now. And so with all that natural athletic prowess, of course, she is making the natural move from the ring to the big screen. What? That's right. She's been in a couple movies already in minor roles, and now her acting slate is really filling up. She made an announcement that she'd be starring in a movie based on her autobiography for Paramount. And now she's decided to move forward and take on the reboot of the 1980s action movie Roadhouse, which made Patrick Swayze famous, of course, as Dalton, the cooler. I'm guessing she will be the new female cooler. Because you know how bored I am seeing all those female bouncers at bars? Enough already. But apparently they're going to do that anyway. And Roadhouse is going to be remade with Ronda Rousey in the lead degree.
All you have to do is follow three simple rules.
That's right.
One, never underestimate your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Expect the unexpected.
Right.
Two.
Yes.
Take it outside. Never start anything inside the bar unless it's absolutely necessary.
Right.
And three.
What?
Be nice.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm, be nice.
Until when? Until when, Dalton?
Until I tell you it's time not to be nice.
Ralph, good idea, bad idea?
Whatever. I'm so tired. It's obviously not a good idea. It's obviously not a good idea, but it doesn't mean I won't make a ton of money. And I'm okay, fine.
You don't think there's any chance it could be good? You
no.
Get the right writers together, surround
no.
Ronda with some other people? No?
Nope. Not a chance. Doesn't really matter anymore, though. Doesn't really matter.
We live
in a Kevin world.
How dare you? Is the only reason that we know that original movie is because it was so bad, but great bad? Like, is that a...
At the time, no one knew how bad it was. Because, let's not forget, it was the 80s. And bad was the norm. And everyone said, oh, that was awesome. You kicked that guy and then with the bottle. And then... And then some time went by and we watched it again. We went, what?
We liked that?
Horrible.
And then we started to appreciate it for how bad it was. But at the time, it was a moderate success on its own merits. And now they're taking a bad film, and they're going to remake it. And she's going to be in it, and that's all.
Well, I want nothing but the best for Ronda Rousey.
I do,
I hope
too.
It's great.
I think she has gifts that could be utilized in movies. Not sure if this is it or not, but look.
Is that the movie that gave us Pain Don't Hurt?
That is that indeed that film.
I have that scene if you guys want it.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Clay.
Hi.
How'd this happen?
Natural causes.
Looks like a knife wound.
Like I said.
You're a bouncer?
Mm-hmm. Double boots.
Nice place. They send a lot of business my way. I'll give you a local.
No, thank you.
you enjoy pain?
Pain don't hurt.
Boom!
That's right. That's right. Boom. You know, yeah. Roadhouse was Samurai Cop with better actors.
It's
really.
True.
That's all it really was. And so now she gets to say pain don't hurt.
Pain don't hurt.
Which by definition it does. It absolutely hurts. It's the very heart of what pain is.
Because if it doesn't hurt, it's actually not pain.
Not at all. Just the very essence of pain is that it hurts.
It is hard to argue your way out of that one, isn't it?
It's just madness,
that dialogue.
But I think she's charming and she's charismatic, and I think people will like to see her in any role. And so now we know what her next step will be.
Well, I hope there's a clean edit as well
for Kevin. What if she punches a guy at the Double Deuce and he hits a clean pane of glass and falls down?
I'm in.
Be the
Perfect.
Greatest movie Kevin has ever seen. I'm shocked that Dwayne The Rock Johnson didn't take up the Dalton mantle and do Roadhouse. That would seem like it was custom built for Dwayne Johnson. But I guess he's busy saving baby French bulldogs from drowning. He Instagrammed a photo of himself rescuing two puppies out of his pool. Turns out they were his puppies, however, so it wasn't like he handed them over to some sick little 8-year-old Make-A-Wish Foundation. No, so, he was a lazy puppy owner, and the puppies fell in the pool, and he jumped in and saved his own puppies, and we're celebrating that.
So he failed by letting the puppies in the pool.
Right.
Okay.
But at least they didn't die.
Right.
So I guess he wins for him. They're his puppies. They're alive. Good. You selfish bastard. You saved your own puppies.
But somebody was there to take what looks like a professional photo for Instagram of him wearing like a tight sweater in the water, perfectly lit, holding the two puppies up in the air.
Still in the water, holding them while he's in the water. You going to come out of the water, Dwayne? No, no. Someone grab a camera. I'm going to stay here, stand in the shallow end holding puppies till someone shoots this.
It is kind of weird.
Get Annie Leibovitz on the phone.
That's strange.
It's not a story.
Maybe he just waded into the shallow end of his pool holding those puppies in his hands and took a photo. Maybe that's all that happened.
Maybe he was holding the puppies underwater till someone showed up with a camera.
then he
changed his mind.
No.
What are you doing? Saving puppies! It didn't look like you were saving them. It looked like you were holding... No, they were at the bottom. I pulled them up. Look, take a picture. I'll show you.
Fortunately, drowning don't hurt.
Right. Drowning don't mean lack of oxygen underwater. Hey, I want to give you something. A lot of people are very excited, like I am, about the Long Beach Comic Con coming up this weekend.
Yay!
It's good stuff. Really is a great con. There's a lot of good cons. Yeah, there's San Diego, of course, and it seems like every city now these days has a con which celebrates popular culture and comic books and sci-fi and whatnot. But the Long Beach one is particularly good, one of my favorites. They have a great costume contest down in Long Beach. It's going to be a fun event happening September 12th and 13th at the Long Beach Convention Center. I'll be there on Saturday. I'm doing a signing, and I'm hosting a couple panels, and I'm on a couple. Come on down and check out the Long Beach Comic Con. Fun for the whole family. If you'd like to go, why don't you call me right now? 1-800-520-1067. First 5 callers through with that phone number will get a pair of weekend passes to the con. That means you get to go for the entire weekend. Once again, this coming weekend, September 12th and 13th at the Long Beach Convention Center. If you don't win and you still like to go, you can get more information and tickets at longbeachcomiccon.com. Today's celebrity birthdays, Hugh Grant, 55 years old today. There was a time, boys and girls, where Hugh Grant was one of the biggest movie stars in the world.
Yeah. It's true.
He's still a great actor,
probably,
but he's not quite
probably
as
probably still would
profile.
Be if he didn't hate romantic comedy movies so much.
Yeah, I think he had an ass full. I think he said, I did enough of those. Though, About a Boy, still one of my favorite movies, and he plays just a douchebag in that film. But he's terrific in it. Adam Sandler is 49 years old today. Michael Bublé turns 40. Michelle Williams, 35. Jose Aldo from the UFC, he is 29. Afrojack, the DJ, is 28 years old. And Eric Stone Street, our good friend from Modern Family, celebrates his 44th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we talk to Jim Rome about sports. We've got Dr. Drew on the program like we do on Thursdays. We're going to talk to Ashley Esqueda about the Apple announcement that's happening today.
What is it? What is it?
It's probably just the phone.
Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
They're talking about making a new, bigger iPad, too. Aren't we getting into laptop territory if the iPads get bigger?
Are we getting into a laptop?
territory. Bigger iPad?
Yes.
So no, talking no, about that. No, no.
No? We'll see when they take the stage, I guess. And also, we have tickets for Foo Fighters when they come to Southern California. There's four sold-out shows. You can win those tomorrow morning.